cool. So, whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Cindy Lee. You're listening to CITR. Shit.
No, that's great.
Wait, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on... Hi there, this is Cindy Lee. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
That was Cindy Lee to start us off here on Dunkin' Donuts. That was from a 7-inch that Cindy Lee pressed for the tour that Cindy Lee did with Freak Heat Waves, an edition of 35. And Yeah, the only physical release so far of music from Diamond Jubilee, which is the new sensational double album that Cindy Lee has put out. So yeah, I was kind of excited to play some physical media of Cindy Lee's. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. On today's show, a very special interview with Dream Loss. They're a new-ish band. They've been around for a little bit. They played a few shows, and they are releasing their debut tonight at the Lido. So they'll be playing along with Apples, and we'll hear all about it from Dream Loss in about 10 minutes. But to start off, I wanted to play a couple of new releases that came out this week for bands that I've been a fan of for a while. So we're going to hear some Napis. They're from the Maritimes. They've been quiet for a little while, so they have a new single out, and it's the first we're hearing from their new album, Feline Wave Race. So we're going to hear Napis in a moment, but before that, we're going to hear Fake Fruit. They have a new album coming out called Mucho Mistrust. And yeah, Fake Fruit used to be up here in Vancouver, and they moved back to the Bay Area a little while ago. And always interested in what Hannah and Fake Fruit are up to. So let's jump right in. This is the title track from the new record, Mucho Mistrust, and this is Fake Fruit.
Thanks. return to spring. Brother says, now my life has ended, that I might just spend it looking out for things, whereas usually I try to find where the fabric runs from lofty patterns into squalid seams. But with nothing left but this life ungiven, it's the life I'm living, it's a selfish dream.
Okay, that was Nap Eyes from their forthcoming record, Feline Wave Race. That was the song Ice Grass Underpass. And before that, we heard Fake Fruit from their forthcoming record, Mucho Mistrust. All right, so we're going to listen now to a song by Dream Loss, local band, bit of a super group featuring Larissa Loiva of Piano and Kellarissa, Janelle of Roach McGurk and Anybody's, also Karen from Anybody's, and Bill from In Mirrors, and Pat from Mulch, and a bunch of other bands and connections. I sat down, or I didn't sit down with them. I Zoomed with them a couple of days ago, and we had a really nice conversation. So we're going to hear the song Seconds from the new cassette Lower Ground, and then we'll listen to that interview. There were a few things going on with the recording, and I just decided I did enough work. So I sound a little echoey, but they sound great, and I kind of just made my peace with that. So just forewarned, my questions are a little echoey. It just was easier that way, but you can hear them great, which is the most important part. So here we go. Here is Dream Loss at the Lido tonight with Apples to release Lower Ground. Here we go.
right. Yeah. Hello and welcome to Dream Loss here on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Hello, Dream Loss. How are you doing on this fine day?
Good.
Fantastic.
Woo. How are you?
I'm good. I recognize two of you. Well, I recognize all of you because I saw you play at Green Auto last week. But how about you introduce who is Dream Loss?
You want to start first, Bill?
Oh, I am Bill, and I play guitar. And
yeah, I'm Pat, and I also play guitar.
I'm Karen, and I play drums.
I'm Larissa, and I sing.
I'm Janelle, and I play bass.
Excellent. And so you have a new cassette out, and you're going to be releasing it tonight at the Lido. So I'm familiar with Janelle and Larissa's music output, and we'll talk about some of that stuff in a minute. How did the five of you come together as a band?
We've known all of each other for a while. I didn't really know...
Except for me.
Yeah, we didn't know Pat so well, but, you know, we've been playing shows and stuff with Bill for forever. And Bill had, like, posted some recordings online, and me and Larissa were at home, and we're like, oh, those sound pretty cool. We should talk to Bill about maybe starting a band. And so my band with Karen was a little bit defunct at the time.
Anybody's.
Yeah. And so...
I needed something to do.
Yeah.
badly.
We rushed Karen in.
Yeah.
I've known Bill for a really long time, and this just kind of came along at the right time where I was able to... weasel my way into getting on one of Bill's projects. So, you know, that's good.
Sorry, someone started hammering in the back.
Do you have anything to say about that?
No, it was kind of nice. I was just working on some songs, and then I was recording a few of Pat's bands, and I was like, you know, another guitar on with these could be nice, and so it kind of started there, I think.
Yeah.
It just made you record over top of it. So.
Yeah.
From there,
and it just it worked out.
I fully agree. Having seen you live and having listened to your EP, it definitely worked out. Bill, are there bands that people would have heard about that you've been a part of?
Yeah, I used to play in Softus and Ex Softus, and I still play in Mirrors as the drums. Before that, there's a whole bunch.
Name drop them. Go ahead. Stamina
Man. Did you have a busy Verboten festival this past weekend?
I only made it to the Martin Rev show because they actually it was the first in Mirrors show that I didn't play with them because I was playing with Dream Loss across town, build at the same time. So,
gotta pick guitar. When you have the guitar...
Yeah. I was going to try to do both, but I thought they were going to be at the exact same time, and it's like, oh well.
Yeah.
They did great.
And Pat, have you played in other bands before this?
Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah, the last project that I was kind of, I guess my baby, was Mulch, and that just ended. And then, yeah, there's been some other bands over the years... Sissy Heathens. Yeah, I can't remember the rest of them.
One of the things that was very thrilling for me as a longtime Kelarissa fan was hearing those like vocals over a rock band. So Larissa, I was just wondering, like, what is it like? I mean, you've played in some rocking scenarios, but how is this different from previous collaborations you've been a part of?
It was hard because I've had to like figure out how my voice fits in with a rock band, and I have to sing a lot harder and louder than I'm used to, but I'm enjoying the challenge. Also, like, I've been writing the lyrics, and I have to kind of wait for the band to figure out what they're doing before I can...
What the mood's
going to be. Exactly. Before I can, like, place lyrics or melodies into the songs. And we all write all the songs together, so it's a little slow going, but you know, it ends up being, you know, a cool product that we can all feel proud of contributing to.
Yeah.
Have you changed your, like, your lyrical inspiration to reflect rock? I've tried listening to the lyrics, and I don't hear, like, dragons or, you know, like, traditional rock tropes. Have you tried to channel any of that?
We talk about a baby woolly mammoth.
Okay.
But other than that, no, I find the lyrics are, like, a lot less personal. Yeah.
Right.
And they're just sort of, like, I don't know. Conceptual.
We're not singing about hobbits or anything yet.
No.
Yet. Wait till your third double album, and that's when you get into
and
hobbit
why did
territory.
They do that, Led Zeppelin? They just talked about hobbits, like, forever.
Well, you know, they're, you know, trying to relate to their base audience, I guess.
That's fair.
Young dudes.
With black lights. Black lights. We're almost at a black light level. We love a smoke machine.
Yeah.
I gotta get it out.
Yeah.
That's and for Janelle and Karen, how is this different from anybody's or other kind of harder rock? Well, not harder rock. This is very rockin'. But like, how is this a departure for you or a different feeling for you?
Well, I'm playing a different instrument, so that's different. I'm not singing, so that's also different. But it's also like. Way different vibes, like, you
there's
know.
More dynamics,
yeah,
and I find, like, I was just drumming hard during anybody's, like, the whole time,
yeah,
so it's nice for me to be like, I don't have to play as loud,
yeah,
and I can kind of figure out different things, like, it's
more musical,
yeah, yeah.
It's not
I get
punk
to do
band,
more yeah. little tricky tricks on the drums and not, like, pound it out.
Judd's.
But it's nice because her and I have, I feel like we from playing in that band together for like, what, 5 or 6 years, we're like pretty tight as a uh-huh. rhythm section.
Uh-huh.
So we never had a bassist in anybody's.
Yeah. Yeah, I played baritone sometimes, but yeah, didn't have a bass player.
We have a synergy.
Yeah.
It's true.
And so this was recorded at a place called Trash Castle. Is that a recording studio or is that someone's jam space? Or what's the story of the Trash Castle?
Kind of both.
Yeah.
We're
the story of Trash
We're coming from the backyard of Trash Castle right now.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
where, it
cool.
Is where we live.
I mean, for a Trash Castle, it
but
looks
it's also
very verdant.
It's Bill's studio.
Yeah, it's like a one-car garage with a recording setup in it.
Mm-hmm.
But
it doesn't look like a one-car garage.
When we first built it into what it is today, it was full of garbage about 5 feet deep. And we had to clear that out before we could start tearing the place apart and rebuilding. So it was always felt like a bit of a trash castle.
Phil's recorded lots of bands in there.
And have you recorded lots of bands in there, or is it mostly for your projects?
Mostly for my projects these days, but there's been a fair few bands through now.
Yeah, like I think I've recorded most of my albums here, because it's just, I don't know, it's a second home.
I did some stuff with Aster Dawn recently, and then we're doing some of the Enmir's stuff here too, and that band AK-747s were here a few years ago for a couple weeks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And I haven't heard of Thankless Records before. Maybe I'm showing my ignorance. Who puts out Thankless?
That's me too.
Okay. I'm sorry, Bill. Yeah. I'm not up on your stuff, but I am now. I love In Mirrors and so sorry. So tell me about Thankless. Is that just been your record label for the last while?
Yeah, I think I started in 2006, and it's just been, like, kind of art-damaged cassettes and CDs and the odd record here and there. But it's been pretty slow for the past decade, so, like, 80 of the releases were before 10 years ago. The last 10 years it's been
kind of, is there still,
like,
any in the fridge?
Couple tapes.
What number is this one?
100.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally,
oh, shoot.
Triple digits.
Monumental. Yeah. Historic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a fridge in the corner that ha-
that used to be the library. There's probably a few tapes in there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Is it important to keep tapes refrigerated? Or is that good for them?
This refrigerator is like, it's like a yard fridge. Yeah.
Okay, I understood. Understood. Just like, weather sealed.
Yeah. Well, to keep it them looks, dry.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's from the atomic desert. Yeah.
That fridge was actually in there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The history.
Yeah.
We'll send you a photo after, Duncan.
Okay. Sounds good. And the name Dream Loss, is that a grouper reference or is there another, where does the name Dream Loss come from?
I don't know. It just kind of like popped into my head one day and I wrote it down and then I just like, how ambiguous it was, and
but also grouper.
Yeah.
We were like really racking our brains for a long time about the name, as anyone does these days. You know, there's like 5 million COVID projects. You know, of like dudes in their basement just like putting out a couple songs on Bandcamp, and then abandoning their projects, and they've taken over so many band names now. You have no idea.
So, let's get into that.
Yeah. Yeah, what was that, like, Secret Family?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Secret Family Band.
That was our favorite band name.
Yeah.
But it was taken.
Anyway.
Yeah, they gotta start clawing those back.
Yeah, yeah, just delete those. Like, they're, you know, deleting all these Spotify things, so whatever.
And,
I have my opinions.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Who's responsible for the artwork? There's some really bold imagery on your various singles and on the cassette.
That's Bill again.
Yeah.
Bill, you are cleaning up.
Yeah.
I can't even see you.
We basically don't do anything. We just show up.
Bill works harder than anybody.
Jack of all trades of Dream Loss.
Yeah. So you've got this EP or a cassette coming out.
It's also on CD.
It's also a CD.
Yeah.
What's going to happen at the Lido tonight? What can people be excited for?
We're going to play our entire catalog.
Yeah, our whole 8 songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
We've got
about 31 minutes. Hot minutes.
Right. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of Fog Machine, as usual. Yeah,
probably a
Apples
little,
is gonna
bit,
be
of,
great.
Little bit of feedback and noisy, and it's going to be a vibe.
And who's opening for you?
Apples.
Yeah, I don't know Apples. Tell me about Apples.
Well, it's a project of our friend Jess, and she played in Heavy Days a few years back, if you remember that band.
Yes. Great.
And, loved Heavy Days.
Then she moved up to the North Coast. I can't remember which city she's in exactly, but has been living there selling apples for years and started this kind of like noisy psych band. And everything I've heard has been really good, so we were really excited when she asked.
That's awesome. So that's tomorrow night, and then, tonight. I'm going to keep up the illusion that we're talking contemporaneously on Thursday at noon. Any other plans for Dream Loss in the next little while?
Well, we'll be at UBC next week, next Thursday, on Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we got a little set happening then.
Yeah. Nice.
And then back to writing.
Yeah, we're going to spend some time writing while I convalesce after having an organ removed.
Right. Yeah, you're going to be on the IL or the disabled list for a little while.
Yeah, we'll write some new music, probably record some new music eventually later this summer. And then hoping for
a little fall tour. Perhaps.
A little fall tour.
Yeah.
What's the scope of the tour going to be? Is it like a Pacific Northwest thing or a BC thing?
We're not sure yet.
Southeast Asia.
Worldwide.
Yeah. All of Europe.
Australasia. Okay, yeah.
We're not coming back.
Start humble. Start, you know.
We're going to take over Led Zeppelin's plane and just take over the world.
I don't want to be in that plane.
Hey, we're taking it back, you know, for the
get
ladies.
It sanitized, and you'll be ready to go.
Burn it,
So, Janelle, you also run the Girls Rock Camp Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Any plans for that this summer? I saw you put a call out for, like, recording and other things. Anything to hype up there?
So, we have four shows happening this summer. The return of Yimp Fest in August.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're doing also a Go Your Own Way show on July 8th. That's with Scarlet Fever. Not July 8th, June 8th, okay. Sorry.
So you're really going your own way.
Yeah, see a waste. Yeah. That's with Scarlet Fever, Cade Miley, and I think Puzzlehead.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And yeah, just working on some different shows too in July and August. So, should be fun.
Yeah, excellent.
My other band also has a CD or an album release coming up.
Roach?
If we want to talk about that.
Roach McGurk?
Yep. So, June 15th at KW Studios, Roach McGurk has our album release called Anti-Perks. So that's happening.
Yeah, awesome. Do you know who else is on that bill yet, or is that still coming together?
Yeah, Job Site, I think TJ Felix, I'm not sure who else. It's on the internet.
Yeah.
Job Site's a good name.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they wear high vis.
Job Site, Slow Aside, TJ Felix, and Roach McGurk.
There we go.
excellent. And Larissa, is that piano album that was being worked on, is that something that is in the works, or is it going to be a while later?
I think it'll come out in the fall.
Okay.
I think we're looking at self-released because... nobody wants to have anything to do with the music industry anymore. And, we have a couple of shows lined up in September. That's all I can say at the moment.
Understood. Any other musical things happening for you?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I've been writing, but just other things.
And how about the rest of you? Do you have any music things this summer that you're looking forward to?
My other band is also playing.
Which other band? Busy. I might not know about this other band.
I'm playing drums in Rainbow's End now.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So we have some shows coming up as well. And an album coming out in November. So,
okay.
Yeah, you'll be hearing from us.
Excellent. And Bill, yeah. what do you have cooking?
Not a whole lot, actually. I think we're going to work on Knife Knife a little bit, which is Pat and I's other band, and no shows or anything booked.
Yeah.
I think In Mirrors is kind of taking the summer slow.
Yeah. And then so my last project, Mulch, just ended, but that's being rebranded and refocused into another project, so might have something to release in a few months, but... That's slow moving. Make sure it's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And any bands that not your own bands that you're really excited about these days in Vancouver? Anything that's that you'd want to have play as to complement some of your music?
Well, I always love Banana House, but they're not really samey to us.
Sure they are. In spirit.
Yeah.
Banana House has the same spirit. Yeah, yes. I would say so.
Sure. Yeah, 40-year-olds playing tunes.
Yeah.
On the show that we played earlier this month, we played with Still Depths, and I really enjoyed that band, and they have like a really good vibe.
And Stucco were great.
Yes, yeah, Stucco was great. Is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, which band? Stucco?
Stucco from Calgary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Yeah.
They're a super group.
Yeah.
May as well play some apples while you're at it.
There's a band called Feedlot. They're really good.
Yeah,
they
could Feedlot's work good.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, they were great.
Mm. Cool. And which song of yours do you want to hear on the radio as we close out this discussion with Dream Loss?
Karen
always picks the walk-off song, so...
Yeah, Karen.
Oh, yeah.
What would you like to hear?
I love picking a song for us to, like, take our shit off the stage to at the end of the set.
Which Dream Loss song?
Well, which Dream Loss song then? Well, you're not going to play Madonna right now, so...
What Dream Loss song? Jeez, play Mammoth.
All right.
Bold.
The most metal of topics.
I'll be at the end of Journey.
That is a vibe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's give a listen to that. Thanks so much for your time, Dream Loss. Really appreciate chatting with you, and have an excellent release tonight.
Thank you,
Duncan.
So from the new cassette Lower Ground, this is Dream Loss, and this is Mammoth. Thank you.
Welcome, neighbor, to our neighborhood. In Our Neighborhood is a journey through the communities of BC, meeting our neighbors who work towards a world where everyone can be proud of who they are. In our first season, get to know the Tushla advocates, educators, and students who help our schools grow into spaces where everyone can belong. Just like our neighborhoods, each episode is filled with the spirit of care, the energy of activism, and the warmth of community. Join us in Our Neighborhood, premiering June 14th at the Queer Arts Festival.
Ignite Youth Arts Festival brings a week of youth-run programming to the Kulch's Historic Theater from May 13th to 18th. Featuring theater performers, filmmakers, musicians, poets, drag artists, visual artists, multidisciplinary artists, and more. Each of the main festival nights offer a diverse spread of performances in a variety show style. This year, Ignite is going spatial to celebrate the voices of rising stars. Get your ticket now at thekulch.com. or through the Kulch's box office at 604-251-1363.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in, and special thanks to Dreamloss for the conversation. Make sure to head on down to the Lido tonight to see them. Show begins at 9 with a performance by Apples, whom we just heard, featuring Jess, also the band Heavy Days, and they live in BC and are traveling to see the show. I forget exactly where they are. I think on the island or Sunshine Coast. Anyways, they will be there, and then Dreamloss will play, and that'll be fun. Before that, we heard Calgary Stucco from their new EP, Collect and Profit. That was the song Rebuilt. Saw Stucco when they opened for Dreamloss last Thursday at the at Green Auto, and it was great, as you can hear from that song. I recommend checking them out. I don't understand the dynamics, but I was told they're a super group. I guess there's a bunch of Calgary bands that are represented in Stucco. So very cool. One to watch. Before that, we heard the wonderful Banana House, sounding a bit like Deerhoof there, if you ask me, which is high praise. That is from their debut, Welcome to the Banana House, and that was the song Pecking Order. And at the top there, we heard Mammoth from Dreamloss from Lower Ground. I'm going to close out with some Jessica Pratt. She's going to be here in town playing songs from her new album. It's called Here in the Pitch. And in addition to her very cinematic songwriting or in sound, it has some bossa nova elements. I quite like the new record. And so I'm debating. I think I want to go see her play on June 25th at the Biltmore. I think I'm going to do it. And you should too. So this is one of her new songs, Get Your Head Out. This is Jessica Pratt from Here in the Pitch. And thanks for listening. I will see you all next week. Bye.
Chill for running road as the sun is way down in words to find. 'Cause I keep coming back to what I left behind, and well, you've got it bad ashes, the love. Stars waiting to love their light. Get your head out, start your way up. Got along us all life. There's just no time to say how. Our spirits hide ahead. 'Cause I can't help but run as the sun's way down and poised to fall. 'Cause I keep coming back to what I left behind, and well, you've got it bad ashes, the love of kind. In the stars your head out, start your way up. Got a lot to see, all gone. There's just no time to stay home. Our spirits hide in the you know.